On the show today, we have Omni Commander CEO Eric Isham talking about how credit unions can make their sites ADA compliant. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have Mr. Eric Isham from Omni Commander. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
Good, good. Welcome to the program, and we're talking about a very hot topic right now. All the ADA compliance litigation that credit unions are going through because of their websites. And we've talked to folks at CUNA, talked to folks at NAFQ, talked to credit unions, and now we're talking to you, a person who designs and builds websites for credit unions, and I really wanted to kind of complete the circle here. I want to get your take on it as well. So, I mean, before we get into what credit unions need to do to make their websites ADA compliant to avoid these ridiculous litigation thingies that are going on, pardon my technical terms, but what's your take on the whole thing? What do you think about it?
Yeah, so essentially, you know, with the ADA and the Americans with Disabilities Act, we started seeing a lot of noise around this last summer. It started out in California, and you know, we were designing websites across the country, and I realized pretty early on that this was something that we were going to have to address because it wasn't going away.
Right.
And then it just started ripping up and down the East Coast, Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, it's in Ohio now, Florida, mm-hmm. Texas, and it's pretty sporadic. My thoughts on it are pretty simple, Mike. Credit unions by nature should want to have accessible websites.
Sure.
They shouldn't be forced into it by bottom-feeding, ambulance-chasing attorney, right?
So
that's not the appropriate way to go about it. But at the end of the day, and most of the credit unions that reach out to us, they say, hey, we want to have an accessible website regardless.
Right.
So that's our approach to this is that, you know, credit unions should have those sites to be accessible
mm-hmm.
on top of everything else that we do along with it.
Okay, so credit union comes to you and said, hey, we need to get our website ADA compliant because we want to be inclusive, not exclusive. We want to include everybody in our field of membership. So what do you tell them?
Say, absolutely. You know, we'd love to help you with that. You know, currently there are over 300 credit unions actively involved in litigation. So this is not, you know, confined to one little state or one little area. This is across the country that we're dealing with. And we get phone calls every single day on this topic. And we approach it with some education. We want to make sure that they understand that you don't have to just settle with these people. You don't have to just write them a check. There's a lot of things that you can do proactively to keep yourself from getting in trouble, but even reactively if you get one of those nasty letters. So we counsel credit unions through the process of how not to have to write some guy, you know, somewhere that has baseless claims, a letter, and then have to fix it anyways.
Right. So what are the steps that a credit union needs to go? Say they want to be proactive about this. We'll talk about the reactive in a minute. But say they want to be proactive about this move, which is fantastic. What steps do they need to take to get their website compliant? And then how long does it take?
Okay. So the easiest thing that every credit union can do today, after watching this interview, is just put a notice on that homepage. Say, we are aware that our website has some accessibility issues, that we're taking steps to make it more accessible. If you have questions or if you're having issues, please contact us. So a credit union can, in a matter of seconds, put something out there saying that we are not, you know, we're not trying to do this on purpose. So we got some specific language that can be used, but you know, we're not trying to be inclusive of people with better sight and trying to segregate against a base of people here, and that you're working on it. You're aware of it, and you're working on it.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Now, the reactive version. So a credit union has been, you know, a letter has been sent, and mm-hmm. they are now in the whole litigation process, and they're like scrambling, panicky, all this type of stuff. What do they do? What steps do they come to you? Go, hey, Mike, we need to get our site ADA compliant yesterday. Right. What do they do?
Right. So we get these calls every single day, Mike, and we've got a pretty unique approach to it, because when a credit union now has litigation, right, you've got a CEO that's dealing with a board that's upset. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of noise in the space too around ADA, right? So there's a lot of misnomers and a lot of misinformation that, you know, we can talk about as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do for our credit unions that are in the midst of this trouble, the heat's on, we can within about 24 hours get up a landing page for them.
Awesome.
It's not a full-on site,
right,
but we can take down the litigation issues. We can get up a landing page. It'll have the logo. It'll have their address, contact numbers. If they've got online banking, we'll go ahead and fill out the boxes mm-hmm. on there. So the members still have access access to all their online services and their links. Mm-hmm. It's just a very abbreviated site that is 100% WCAG 2.0 508 compliant. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about it. And again, same thing on those sites. We say we are currently building out a full site that is completely accessible.
So how long? Okay, so they do all these preventive measures, all the warnings and all the notes and all the alerts and stuff like that. But when? How long does it take for a credit union to have a ADA compliant website? Is it like 6 months, 4 months?
No. Well, I mean, it depends on who you partner with. So we average right at 30 days.
For our website. Okay, that's fast.
From start to finish. Yeah. And we've got a very fun process. So we start off with a kickoff call with the credit union, and we really start to feel the culture and what's important to each individual credit union. And then from there, the kickoff call is usually 30, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll wrap that up, and then a few days later, we'll have a follow-up call. And that's where the project manager will bring to them a series of images. And that's where the credit union gets to play Caesar. They can say, okay, thumbs up, thumbs down. Mm-hmm. I like these images. I don't like these. I want to go in this direction. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we continue to keep them on pace. So every few days, we'll have a meeting for 10, 15 minutes to ensure that we're going in the direction that they want.
Right.
At the end of it, it's typically less than 30 days, but we say, you know, expect around 30 days real time, about 3 to 4 hours of your time,
right,
and you have a gorgeous website that you can be proud of at the end of it.
Nice. Okay, so about a month or so. So and that helps them if they do have to go to court or do some sort of hoop jumping like that. Then they can tell whoever's in charge, the judge, I guess, in this case, right, that, hey, you know, we are taking steps. We are in the process right now, and that certainly helps their case.
Absolutely. And so local IBW 20 recently had their case dismissed in Texas, and that's one of our clients. So they contacted us after getting one of these letters. We're going through this litigation. We jumped right into it and partnered with them. We said, okay, here's what we're going to do to make this go away.
Right.
Got a gorgeous website up and built for them, and their case got dismissed.
Nice. Very good. Very good work, sir. Very good work. So why is this suddenly – this is the whole thing when I first saw this issue. Why is this suddenly happening now? Why didn't it happen, you know, say 3 years ago, 5 years ago,
right,
10 years ago, whatever? I mean, so why now?
Here's the genesis of this. There was a credit union that had changed their internet banking, and there was a blind member at the credit union that used to be able to see their balances, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And when they did this internet banking change, he couldn't see his balances. He couldn't transact anymore online.
Okay.
And so we reached out to them and said, hey, you know, something changed. Well, from their standpoint, we just spent a lot of money upgrading our system.
Right.
You know, sorry about this.
Ooh.
It wasn't handled in the right way.
Yeah.
So they went to court and basically got their heads chopped off because they didn't approach it in the right manner.
Exactly.
But what happened was some of these attorneys saw this and they said, okay, well, let's take a look at this. And it kind of morphed from there. So what started out in California has very quickly, I think it's affecting 15 to 16 states right now.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're basically going to these credit unions. And they're saying, well, I've got a client that I'm representing that you're segregating against because the site's not accessible. And I think what happened was they sent some of those out, some credit unions early on paid them, and so there's blood in the water.
Yeah.
Got copycat attorneys. There's a credit union in Virginia that's received three separate demand letters from three separate attorneys, right? So there's a lot of activity in the space, a lot of attorneys, they're talking to each other. It's basically easy money. And they're acting like bullies. They're picking on smaller credit unions.
Yeah.
And these credit unions, along with CUNA Mutual Group and some of the other backing people, they're just saying, you know what, for X amount of money, we can make this go away. Then you get it fixed, as opposed to reputational damage or potentially going into court and losing with, who knows, some unseen. So I think what's happened is you've got some attorneys that are just saying, you know, this is easy money.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. I definitely think it's wrong.
Yeah,
but they're hammering these credit unions, and the credit unions are scared, and they're kind of getting taken off guard. Like I said, over 300 of them actively today dealing with
this.
They've got to get this fixed. Very similar. I know you've been in the business a long time. Remember the ATMs with the Braille stuff and that?
Oh yeah, kind
of, they did all that stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. And again, it's never. I haven't ran into one credit union that is purposefully trying to segregate against a class.
Exactly.
part of the movement, right? That's not what unions do.
Yeah, all these credit unions are well-intentioned. They want to do good for their members. They want, again, they want to be inclusive, not exclusive. And so, and they're doing their due diligence to make everything as accessible as possible. So, yeah, this is, I mean, like you said, there's chum in the water, and the lawyers are circling.
There is. And the sad thing is, Mike, it's attracting some other people into the space that are saying, hey, we can help credit unions as well. And they're offering software, they're offering widgets, and it's not actually accessible. So what we've seen recently, and it's amazing there's much activity, what we've seen recently are some people coming into the space that don't necessarily serve just credit unions like OmniCommander does, and they're providing something that can fool the scanning devices for these credit unions, but not necessarily make the sites accessible.
Yeah, you don't want to go down that road.
You don't want to go down that road, right? You don't want to purposely try to trick an attorney.
Right.
Want to do is make the website accessible. So we spend a lot of time. I've been all over the country speaking in front of a lot of groups, just telling them the absolute best solution is to fix the issue. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to fix something.
Yeah.
You come and fix the solution, make it accessible. And the other thing is, when you make an accessible website, your SEO goes through the roof.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Hey, that the search bots, that's the way that Google works, is to come in and make sure that the website has been coded correctly by developers that know what they're doing. And small credit unions, now their SEO rankings are going up much higher than bigger regional banks or much larger credit unions, because the websites are being
There's your silver lining, sir. There's your silver lining. I like that. All right, Eric, anything else to add? Because this issue isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So you're going to be a busy guy, and the folks in our industry are going to be busy as well handling this one. So any final words of wisdom here, Eric?
Just, you know, again, guys, it's much easier to be proactive rather than reactive. If you've got questions about it, if you want to do a walkthrough, if you want to look at, you know, where the site stands, we're happy to talk to anybody. Cool. OmniCommander.com. Feel free to reach out.
Right on. All right, Eric, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the time. Maybe we'll check in a few months and see where this issue lies. Hopefully it'll be gone, but we'll see.
Hey, always great talking with you, Mike.
Thanks. Indeed, sir. Thank you very much for your time as well.